Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A new report shows Kansas is experiencing a shortage of child care services. The report was released by Child Care Aware of Kansas. The agency administers the state's child care referral service. The Wichita Eagle reports the agency found that Kansas counties, on average, have capacity to meet only about half the potential demand for child care. Sedgwick County can meet just 45% of potential demand. The lower the percentage, the less likely that parents will find the right child care provider. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're starting the day with temperatures in the 30s, but quickly climbing into the 40s and eventually up to 61 this afternoon. But another frontal boundary moves through today that will give us strong, gusty northwest winds up to 30 miles per hour, and that raises the fire danger threat just a bit through tonight. Cloudy, our overnight low 31, 46 for the high tomorrow, and we could even see a few sprinkles Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Holiday.
Now partly cloudy, 43 degrees, northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. Before concluding his winning speech, Democrat Doug Jones thanked his supporters in Alabama for coming out and showing their support.
Alabama has been at a crossroads. We have been at crossroads in the past, and unfortunately, we have usually taken the wrong fork. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you took the right road.
Jones' opponent in the special Senate election, Roy Moore, has yet to concede, saying he will see if a recount is possible. Republicans say they are getting close to a House-Senate compromise on tax reform.
Reports suggest a final Republican tax bill could lower the top individual tax rate, expand some deductions for mortgage interest, and reduce the corporate tax rate to 22%. That's a bit higher than President Trump has requested.
There are a lot of rumors going around and a lot of ideas being promoted. And the truth is I can't confirm them because we really are working, I think, on a comprehensive agreement.
Right. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says he expects a final plan to be finished this week with votes in the House and Senate as soon as next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A former city administrator in southeast Kansas has admitted that he misspent taxpayer money, including buying GPS devices that he used to track his former mistress.
Former Frontenac City Administrator Doug Sellers pleaded guilty Tuesday to misuse of public funds. As part of the plea agreement, three other felony charges and a misdemeanor were dropped. An affidavit said Sellers placed GPS devices bought with city funds inside the bumper of his former mistress's car. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation uncovered the thefts on a city credit card after Sellers was accused of stalking the woman. He resigned in September of 2016. The Pittsburgh Morning Sun reports Crawford County Attorney Michael Gayoso says Sellers will likely get a suspended sentence and probation. He also will be required to make restitution of about $8,000. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A company that helps to manage the Kansas Medicaid program has fired an employee who was accused of sexual misconduct while working as a state social services administrator. Amerigroup Kansas spokeswoman Olga Gallardo says Brant Hain no longer works for the company. Hain formerly was the administrator overseeing in-home and community services in the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services.
A central Kansas sheriff who is accused of striking a handcuffed man has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor. The Great Bend Tribune reports Barton County Sheriff Brian Bellendier entered the plea last week through his attorney to the charge of mistreatment of a confined person. The charge, filed last month by a special prosecutor, alleges that Bellendier spoke in a vulgar, rude, and/or angry manner to a man after he was booked into jail in August on a probation violation charge. Bellendier is also accused of striking the man on the side of the head.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS here on a Wednesday morning, December 13th, 8:34. That's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Well, one of the most powerful talent agencies in Hollywood, taking a cue from the sexual harassment frenzy surging through town.
The Golden Globe pre-party has seen its last star. CAA is canceling its annual pre-awards party and is planning to form a legal defense fund to assist workplace harassment victims across all industries. According to the Associated Press, a person spoke on the condition of anonymity, saying that the funds normally used for the Globes party, which would celebrate nominated clients like Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, among others, will be redirected to establish the fund. CAA will downscale other Globe events as well. Gender parity in its leadership by the year 2020 is also on the agenda for the agency, following the lead of ICM Partners. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The new Star Wars movie getting the royal seal of approval. A couple of princely cameos in Britain.
Something truly special.
British royals are often invited to movie premieres, but when Princes William and Harry walked the red carpet here in London at the European premiere of the new Star Wars movie today, it's said they were doing so as actors rather than VIPs. Star Wars star John Boyega revealing both princes appear in the new film The Last Jedi as stormtroopers, guarding Boyega's character Finn in an elevator. Of the royals, he says, they're nerds and they love it. Simon Owen, Fox News.
How about that? Prince William and Prince Harry are in the movie.
Well, how about it?
Wow. What is the word of the year?
It's at least a word of the year. Different dictionaries do different things. But feminism is Merriam-Webster's pick this year with a 70% spike in lookups. Its editor says those lookups spiked after news events like the Women's March on Washington in January, a Kellyanne Conway speech in February, and then all the sexual harassment allegations this year. The first dictionary entry for feminism was in a Noah Webster dictionary in 1841, meaning the qualities of females. Today, Merriam-Webster defines it as theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes and organized activities on behalf of women's rights and interests. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Screen Actors Guild nominations going to be announced today.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
Nominations for the 24th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards will be announced at 10 a.m. Eastern, with Steven Spielberg's The Post leading the way as far as critics' predictions for the big award, which is cast in a motion picture. For female actor in a lead role, the competition is fierce this year.
Why did you put up these billboards?
With critics giving Frances McDormand's performance in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, the edge over leading contenders Margot Robbie, Sally Hawkins, Meryl Streep, and Saoirse Ronan. For male actor, Gary Oldman is leading the pack for his performance in The Darkest Hour. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
In California, where recreational marijuana sales will soon be legal, the Secretary of State calls on a famous weed proponent to encourage people to register their businesses.
Who better to cut a TV ad for legal cannabis than this famous stoner?
Hi, I want to start a cannabis business. Am I in the right place?
Yep. That's Cheech Marin, all right. Secretary of State Alex Padilla called the actor and comedian and asked for his help.
Cheech, keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Padilla says it was a chance encounter between the two at a restaurant that led to Cheech's latest starring role. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Let's take a focus on a certain disco club.
Taking you deep inside the music. Still have that white polyester suit laying around? Then you've got a chance to really stay alive and relive Saturday Night Fever in Brooklyn this week. For one disco dancing flashback of a night, the famous 2001 Odyssey Disco Club that was featured in the 70s hit will be resurrected to mark the film's 40th anniversary with a VIP reception. If you can dig it, the party will be held Thursday at the Bamboo Garden, which has since been turned into a restaurant. But for one night, it will be transformed into a disco extravaganza with that famous lighted dance floor, where there will be live performances and even special guests that will include cast members of the film. No word on if Tony Manero, a.k.a. John Travolta, will be there, but why not strut and shake and boogie like he is? To learn more, go to www.40thanniversaryreception.com. Laura Engel, Fox News.
Disco extravaganza. Wow.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the 70s, Star Wars is still part of our culture. Yeah,
there
is. New Star Wars movie about to come out.
While the cast members of Star Wars The Last Jedi aren't keen on revealing details, actor John Boyega did share that the dark side is having an upper hand.
They've got the resistance just like swinging around their fingers. It's not an easy ride at all. They're ready.
Laura Dern and Oscar Isaac also spoke about where things stand.
It's such a personal movie. I can't believe that Star Wars, which is the spectacle, is also one of the most deeply personal and subversive and moving films I've seen. True.
As for this world they are now a part of, they say each chapter of the story has its way of being timely.
George Lucas created not just a movie and a universe, but a culture. And that is an unusual thing. And somehow that thing really resonated with people at that time, for whatever reason, what was going on in the world. And I think this installment in particular taps into that thing again.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Or it's a space movie.
Or that. Yeah, that's true. Depends on where you're coming
there
from.
There you go.
Let's check in with the late night comedians. How about NBC, The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon?
Where the people are actually taking out mortgages to buy Bitcoin because they think it's such a solid investment. Then they put on their Skechers Shape Ups and went out to buy some Dippin' Dots. Yeah.
Let's check in with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
This is crazy. Scientists have found fossils from the Ice Age in Los Angeles while they were digging subway tunnels. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. L.A. residents were amazed and said, we have a subway? I have no idea.
That's good, yeah.
And we'll finish with a few birthdays today. How about singer John Davidson, 76 years old today.
John Davidson.
Boy, that guy had a great head of hair.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I was a big John Davidson fan back in the
I'll
day.
Bet.
Yeah. He's 76. Actor Christopher Plummer is 88 years old today.
Yike.
Christopher Plummer brings to mind to me the Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
Right.
And, of course, he was kind of the manager slash, stern guy in Somewhere in Time.
Mentor. Somewhere in Time.
Of Jane Seymour there.
My wife's favorite movie.
I love that movie. And, of course, Christopher Plummer also played a Klingon in Star Trek VI. He was fantastic in that as well. Very varied career.
You bet.
He's done it all. Christopher Plummer is 88 years old today. And somebody's even older than him. Dick Van Dyke is 92 years old today. National Treasure Dick Van Dyke. Let's get a little of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Well, what do you think?
Is that something? Very smart, very chic.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, it gives you that real soft look.
You don't think it needs anything done to it?
Yeah, well, there is one little thing you might do.
What's that?
Take it back.
Little Dick Van Dyke there. Happy birthday to Dick. He's 92 today.
Wow.
A national treasure. Big fan of Dick Van Dyke.
You bet.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know, I always talk about the pizza.
Sure.
But I would be remiss if I did not mention the hot sandwiches as well.
Hoagies.
They've got vegetable hoagie, a turkey hoagie, turkey sandwich, ham hoagie. Hoagie sandwich.
All delicious.
They'll get you fixed up.
All delicious.
And, of course, they'll get you a pizza, too. Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Super tasty. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:42 now. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Local company is growing in Ark City. That's coming up, Steve, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.